When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line with Raquan Smith, 2015 recruit, looking at a few different schools here, having an opportunity to get some early offers out heading his way. He's down in Georgia in Macon County High School, Montezuma, Georgia, down in the deep southern part of the state of Georgia. We welcome him here for the first time on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora for a special exclusive here with Raquan. Raquan, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Happy to have you here, and first and foremost on your offers, congratulations that you've gotten some offers coming in. How does it feel to have a little bit of time here before you have to choose a college? How does it feel for you to already have the offers coming in from Division I-A schools, FBS schools?
It feels pretty good, you know, like most kids don't get the chance to, and I'm just happy and blessed that I got the chance to receive a Division I scholarship pretty early.
Looking at the schools that you had an opportunity to receive from, just recently you got an offer from Syracuse. What's your knowledge of Syracuse so far? I mean, is that a school that you followed? Do you know anybody that's went there? I mean, what's your connection to Syracuse?
I don't know much about Syracuse, but I got some grandparents up the way in Queens, New York, and plus a coach on my coaching staff, he on signing day, he liked to sign with Syracuse, but he ended up signing with Clemson. So he was telling me a little bit about Syracuse.
And going to your, and what you just mentioned about who signed at Clemson, just go into that story a little bit more and how that happened.
He was like, because like I tell my coaches, like when people offer, and I was like, your orange offer, and he was like, oh really, that's what's up, man. I like to went there. He was like, it's a great place, man. I wish I would have went there, but you know, I can't regret anything that I did when I went to Clemson. He said it was a great place.
Now, as far as that offer from Syracuse, did you have a conversation with your coach at all? Because he decided to go to Clemson. Syracuse is in the ACC now, so they'll play Clemson, and they're actually playing them this season for the first time. Did you talk about that at all?
No, he didn't say nothing about that.
Now, as far as the coaching staff at Syracuse, do you have a relationship with anyone? I mean, as far as your offer goes, have you spoken with anyone in particular at Syracuse?
I spoke to the director of recruiting, Eric White, but I'm supposed to get on the line with the linebackers coach later on today.
And what did Eric White have to say to you? I mean, obviously the offer came through for you, but what did he say when he had the opportunity to talk with you?
He was like, hey, Raquan, I watch your film, man. You was a playmaker, and we need something like that up here in Syracuse. Some playmakers in the ACC playing for us.
And what was your first impression of Eric, you know, as far as how he was on the phone talking with you about needing a playmaker like yourself? What did you take away from that conversation?
I realized he's a good guy. He's very young, and he's keeping it all real with me.
When it comes to Syracuse and it comes to the future, how likely are you to take a visit, go up and see Syracuse? I mean, is this a place that you really have some interest in?
Yes, sir. I really want to take a trip up. It's up in the big city, New York.
And seeing that, have you ever been up? I know you said you have some family that's more in the Long Island area for the state of New York, but have you ever been up to upstate New York before?
No, sir.
And then looking at some of the other teams that you have that have given you offers, some of these other schools, Mississippi and Mississippi State, we'll start there. Between these two, both Mississippi and Mississippi State, we'll start with Mississippi. What do you like about them, or do you have a relationship with that school at all? What can you tell me about you and Ole Miss?
Me and Ole Miss, we close. Plan on taking a visit out there pretty soon, and the coaches are pretty cool there.
When you say that you and Ole Miss are close, what brings about that close relationship?
The coaches, we always stay in contact. They tell me like what they can use me as, and how good of a player they'll make me out there in the SEC playing for Ole Miss.
And then a school like Mississippi State, what's your relationship with them?
We, not like, you know, I didn't know much about them until, like, they got that big class in with, like, in DJ, all of them. So they're a team on the rise, I can see.
Then looking at two other teams, Auburn and Tennessee, also giving you offers. Auburn, Tennessee, Ole Miss, all in the SEC. When you see three offers from the SEC, I mean, is that the conference you want to play in, or are you open to playing in other conferences like the Pac-12, like an ACC? I mean, are you looking at everything, or is having that SEC come from three different schools, does that mean a lot to you?
It really don't matter. I'm open to play anywhere I can ball out at, and I feel like it fit my type of game.
And going into that, what is your style of game? I mean, I see that obviously you play linebacker down in Georgia. What is your style? What type of linebacker are you? How would you describe yourself?
I'm a sideline to sideline linebacker. I can go downhill, and I'm probably one of the best cut linebackers in the country.
When you look at your game, what do you liken it to? Is there a player out there that's playing in college or professionally right now that you think is similar to how you play?
No, I try to mark my game off myself.
And when you go back in history and look at where you are right now, but then hit that rewind button and go back, what made you fall in love with the sport of football in the first place? What really got you connected with football?
My Pee Wee League coach, I started playing when I was 5, and, like, I just never stopped then. Like, when I was 6 and I was 7, I started playing quarterback, and I just never left the game. I just fell in love and never looked it back.
Going throughout your time, look at some of the coaches that you had, and are there any coaches that stick out to you that really helped you to grow and get you to where you are right now with receiving these offers from top schools in the NCAA? Are there any coaches that stick out to you?
My head coach, Larry Harrell, and my defensive coordinator, Kurt Williams. He helped me promote my film, all my highlights and stuff like that, and Coach Harrell always give a good word for me, and he was promoting my film too, telling people what type of person I am, and just keeping it real with them about me and what I do.
And then looking off the field, what's your support system like? Who, from your family, from your friends, who's been there for you and really helping you to get to a point where you are getting these offers? Who do you really consider to be your close-knit support system?
To be honest, I really don't have one besides my parents. I really don't, like, have one.
When you have your parents and you say that's truly your support system, what do they mean to you? I mean, if I asked you to sit here right now, Raquan, and describe your parents and their place in your life, what would you say?
Very important. Love them like no other.
Do they come out and see your games? I mean, are these the type of parents that they're there whenever you're on the field?
They come to my games when they can, when they off work, and they try to get out of work sometimes just to see my game.
When you say that your parents really are your entire support system, I know you have time, obviously, in making your decision and what college you want to go to, but when it comes down to it, is this a decision that you're going to make on your own, or is this a decision between you and your parents?
It's pretty much going to be a me of my own. I got to look at what I'm going to be doing for the next 4 years. It's not what they're going to be doing. It's what is my life. You know, I got to be at that college for 4 years. I'm going somewhere where I'm going to be happy.
One of the schools that we didn't talk about yet, UCLA, what do you know about them? Is there any connection with UCLA who's given you an offer already?
Yeah, me and the coaching staff out there is pretty close. Coach Ulbrich, Coach White, we talks a lot, and UCLA really wants me out there in Cali.
And going back to Auburn and Tennessee that we spoke about a little bit, do you have a relationship with Auburn? I mean, obviously they're in your state of Georgia, and the team so far, the only team that's offered you from the state of Georgia, what's your relationship like with Auburn?
Me and Auburn, we're pretty close. Coach Bound and Coach Johnson down there, the D coordinator, we pretty cool, and Coach Bound, like, they really can use me at the hangover position, like safety linebacker, and they really want me to play some ball over there at Auburn for them.
when you talk about that hangover position between safety and linebacker, is that something that you've played before? Would you be comfortable being able to not only be a linebacker but also play at safety as well?
Yes. This spring, my defense moves adjusting to the offense. That's what I played a lot. I played a lot out in space, covered up receivers and stuff like that. That's my game, basically coverage and then blitzing. I can do it all, anything to help the team.
When you have that, what prepares you for that? Because some guys, Raquan, are strictly linebackers. They stay in the middle of the field. But other guys can be versatile, like you've just described yourself. How do you prepare yourself for a game to be able to be in coverage? Because linebacker, that position's that hard-hitting position in the middle of the field, but to be able to also cover is something that takes a little bit more talent. I think that's safe to say. So how do you prepare yourself to be able to do both?
I guess it was just a God-given talent that I've never felt, and I just used it to the best of ability and put hard work with it, and that's a good outcome.
Your biggest attribute, what would you say on the field that you're the best at when it comes to playing in football?
Coverage, just playing football, period, making plays.
Is there an area of your game that you want to work on before you get to college? Is there something that you'd like to see yourself improve?
Well, actually, like last year, my sophomore year, I didn't make so many downhill plays. But now this year, like, that's all I'm doing, downhill. I worked on it all summer long. That was my weakness last year. Now I'm just coming straight down here, blowing up stuff.
Looking back at Auburn, because they're in the state of Georgia, is this a team that's a front runner for you? Are they somebody that would be easy to say yes to?
Really, I'm wide open right now, and I'm taking all my offers into consideration.
And then, what about Tennessee? How close are you with that staff? Do you know the staff? Are you familiar with the system that they have there? I mean, what's your connection to Tennessee?
We're like in between me and Coach Jensen. We're pretty cool. We chat every now and then, and talk to each other.
So when you look at each of your offers and you go down the line from Auburn, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Syracuse, Tennessee, UCLA. When you look at all those schools, who would you say you have the closest relationship with right now?
I would have to say UCLA and Ole Miss.
But as far as the other schools are concerned and schools in the future that may offer, because you have a close relationship with UCLA and Ole Miss, is that going to bar you from being open to these schools that you don't know a lot about, like some of the other ones that it offered you?
No, I'm pretty wide open. You just asked me who I was more close to, so I told you I was mainly close to Ole Miss and UCLA, but I'm pretty wide open.
Is it exciting for you? Because, I mean, you have time to play. Some guys are making their decision, you know, at the last minute, but you have plenty of time to play high school football, and you already have a few offers and good offers from the top conferences in the country. Is this an exciting time for you to see these come in and come in so quickly?
Actually, after my sophomore year, I kind of feared a few rolling in. My coach, after they put my highlight tape together, he was actually kind of surprised, and he figured then, he said, yeah, you should get some off your highlight tape. And after a while, they started rolling in, like two after my 10th grade year.
Lastly, for you, Raquan, I got to ask you here for a mission statement. If I asked you to describe your game, the type of football player you are, because there's plenty of linebackers out there, plenty of defensive players out there, if I was a coach looking at bringing you onto my team, what would you tell me? How would you describe Raquan Smith?
A great leader on and off the field, vocal, lead by example, go out there, give it his all, make plays, and try to do anything to help the team to win.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for spending some time with me here in the early part of your recruitment. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'd like to have you back on the show and definitely keep in touch as your recruiting continues. So God bless what you're doing so far, and I look forward to talking with you.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank my guest once again, Raquan Smith, a linebacker coming out of Macon County High School in Montezuma, Georgia, being looked at for the 2015 freshman class for college football and continuing it on so far throughout his recruitment as we stand right now. I appreciate him coming on to the show. And also a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. The only place to go when you need ice cream, when it comes to that treat that you want to have, whether it's mixing in your childhood favorite M&Ms into vanilla soft serve, or it's getting a caramel sundae topped with cookie dough pieces and having chocolate or vanilla soft serve right under that in the wake-up call sundae. Or if you're just a fan of having one of those simple hot fudge sundaes that you've gotten for years, whatever it may be, or if you're my dad and you like a banana shake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go when it comes to your ice cream needs. Think about it. Whenever you've needed a tissue, you'll ask for a Kleenex. When you need something to put on a cut, you ask for a Band-Aid. Those brands have become household names, just like Carvel DeWitt, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. 60-plus years of service to the Central New York community, and anyone coming in to visit, Carvel Ice Cream at Carvel DeWitt is unlike any other, led by the staff of Jay Cartini, the owner, and everyone that he has working there with him that greets you when you come through the door and helps you to find what you need, be it a flying saucer or one of those sundaes that we spoke about, or, of course, the Carvel Ice Cream Cake. When it comes to getting an ice cream cake, there literally is not another place to go. There's not. And I'm not reading this off a sheet of paper. I'm telling you, when my grandfather had a birthday, we had a Carvel ice cream cake. My grandmother, who's 96 years old, every single year on December 15th, her birthday, right before Christmas, in the coldness of Central New York, what does she ask for? A Carvel ice cream cake. Because the weather doesn't matter. That same great taste never goes away, and that leads throughout the years. From my grandfather to my grandmother to my parents to my birthdays, Carvel has been a part of my life because we made it a part of our lives. Because we know that when you want to have something that you could trust when it comes to someone's birthday, anniversary, wedding, special event, you go to Carvel because you know that they're going to take care of you. There's certain places where you think maybe they will, maybe they won't. But when it comes to Carvel, you have that belief because of what they've done, because of how long, 60-plus years in Central New York, you have that belief in them that they will do things right, and they have. And that's why I'm proud to have the Wake Up Call Sunday only available at Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, in that development right across from Tops, where you can get chocolate or vanilla soft serve or a twist if you're feeling like you need both. And I do that sometimes as well. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you that are looking at your calories and saying, you know what, Dan, I love that Carvel flavor, but I wish I could have less that I have to worry about per calorie. I wish when I go in there, I wouldn't have to think I have to run an extra mile. Well, Carvel has gone the extra mile for you and provided you with Carvel Light with less calories per ounce so that you can go out there and get that Carvel treat that you want, your favorite as a kid or your favorite right now, whatever it may be, or if you're a first timer to pick your favorite, Carvel Light allows you an opportunity to not have to worry about your calories when you're going out there and getting something special with your family. So I thank Carvel for that, for reaching out with Carvel Light and the Wake Up Call Sunday. Make sure you reach out by going to them any day of the week, Monday through Sunday, open until 9 p.m. Get out to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. Let them know that I sent you, and enjoy yourself, folks. It's something that stays with your family. If you're willing to go out and try Carvel, I find it very hard to believe that you won't step back in that door very soon. We have since I was a child, and I thank Jay Cartini for keeping things going and keeping Carvel strong in Central New York. Get out there, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. I also want to thank FanHands.com, your number one fan accessory. When it comes to being a sports fan, you know that when you define a sports fan, we're all different. We like different teams, different ages, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different knowledge on the sports that we're watching. But what constitutes a sports fan? The majority of us, realize that when you're a sports fan, a lot of us look into the facts of if you're a true fan, you show up to the games, you cheer on your team. That's what you do. And if you can't show up to the game, you're still cheering them on. But the one thing that we can all put together, no matter what language we speak, where we came from, what our background is, what nationality, what sex we are, when it comes to being a sports fan, we all understand that a way of showing our team that we appreciate what they're doing is by clapping. It's by simply putting your hands together and letting them know, we're here for you, good, bad, or indifferent. No matter what's going on in the game, we got you. Know that we're here. We are the person that's here. In a basketball game, we're your sixth man. In a football game, we're your 12th man. In tennis, it doesn't matter the sport, from soccer to lacrosse, basketball, football, volleyball, and every sport around the country and the world. When you cheer on your team, you want to be loud. You want to let them know that no matter what's going on, you are right there supporting them all the way. And why not do that with Fan Hands, an inexpensive way to enhance your clap? It doesn't matter what language you speak. We all speak the same language when we clap our hands together. And Fan Hands, located on fanhands.com, is your easiest way to increase your clap, increase the sound, increase how much louder you can be at a game to cheer on the team that you know, cheer on the team that you love. FanHands.com with 11 different colors to find your favorite team. Purchase your pair of Fan Hands. They cost $9.99, folks. Inexpensive accessory to take to the game that you don't have to worry about, like the foam finger, or think about because of what Miley Cyrus did, but we'll leave that alone, or have to deal with the fact of where do you put the clapper when you have the clapper. If you have a megaphone, where do you set that? Fan Hands are easy. You want to eat something? Take them off your hands, slip them in your pocket. You're done with your nachos, pop them back on, and start clapping again. You have a drink in your hand? You don't have to put your Fan Hands down. That's the beauty of it. It's the number one fan accessory because it allows you to be a true fan, and it also allows you to enjoy the game without having to worry about what you're going to do with this accessory that you brought. It truly is the best friend of the number one sports fan. FanHands.com. Get there now and get clapping. I also want to thank Drysig Apparel, who has provided me with all of the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora merchandise that we give out at all the live events that I've had at Carvel DeWitt, Toby Keith's in Syracuse, and other places. I thank Drysig Apparel for all that they do. DrysigAthletic.com can help you out. It's not just for the business owner like myself. It's for anyone. You have a team that you want to support here. If you're a coach for a YMCA travel league, or you have a high school team that's getting out there and you want them to look good for sectionals, whatever it may be, when it comes to your sports team, head to DrysigAthletic.com. That's DreisSig Athletic. DreisSig Athletic.com has phenomenal wear for any sports team. Wherever you are, whatever you need, when it comes to truly looking good, feeling good, and having durable clothing that you know is going to come from a company that cares, trust DreisigAthletic.com. And for the lady out there, Drysig Lady takes care of a woman, whatever she's doing, be it jogging in the morning, going to the gym, driving around in the car, relaxing at home, taking care of the kids. If you're a businesswoman to the stay-at-home mom, when it comes to feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing and having clothes that are going to move with you as you move throughout your day, DrySigLady.com will give you what you need and cover you the right way. DrySigLady.com. That's DreisSig Lady.com. And also coming up, I am proud to announce right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, the only place that you'll find the exclusive that you just listened to, would like to announce the fact that Salt City Billiards in Mattydale, New York, and Pole Position Raceway in Destiny, USA in Syracuse, New York, will both be joining Dan Satora Broadcast Media in the near future. Salt City Billiards, the place that you need to go to when it comes to playing a game of pool. You want to be able to relax, hang out with your friends in the community, and feel like you're in a place that understands that no matter what type of pool player you are, from beginner to the extreme pool player, the one that's the shark that kind of sits in the background and makes you think that they don't know what they're doing, then they bust out their own cue and start playing. You remember that Family Matters episode. Salt City Billiards is the place to go when you want to go and enjoy the pool when it's cold outside. Think about it that way, folks. In the summer, you're jumping in the pool. When the winter months come around and these fall months are cold as well, you can enjoy the pool still at Salt City Billiards, playing pool throughout the night and enjoying their food that they provide for you on location right there, made there, from the team at Salt City Billiards. Make sure that you check them out in Mattydale. Keeping with sports, for those of you that enjoy watching car movies or you enjoy watching NASCAR, whatever it may be, you know it. You get that need for speed. You want to get out there and you want to enjoy jumping into a car and experiencing what it's like to race yourself. And now you have the opportunity to do so in a place that I never thought I would say it would be possible. Inside the mall that I grew up with down the street, Carousel Mall, becoming Destiny USA, and adding within it on the third floor, Pole Position Raceway, an indoor electric kart experience for a quarter mile track that allows you the opportunity to finally be the driver, and not just the driver when you're at a video arcade and you're sitting down in the seat and you're just turning the wheel and stepping on the pedal. This is you. You're in the electric cart. You're going around this track. You have to make the decisions. You have to know what you're doing, when you're doing it. You need to have a plan. And I love the fact that at Pole Position Raceway, when I've sat in that cart myself, I was able to have my own plan, to make my decisions, to get out on a track and say, I'm not just watching a video game. I'm not just sitting here watching television. I'm the guy. I'm the driver. I'm behind my car right now trying to get myself where I want to be, and that's across that finish line. Pole Position Raceway, allowing anyone from children all the way through to the business owner when it comes to kids' parties and corporate events. When you want to get out there and do something truly exhilarating, different, exciting, so many different emotions did I feel sitting in that cart, driving around that track. What a unique experience. Something that you cannot afford to not go out and do. PolePositionRaceway.com. You can get more information there. And, of course, go out and see the track and get yourself in one of their electric carts immediately at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. And make sure if your kid's birthday party's coming up, or if you're the new general manager of a company and you want to get some team building going on and learn about the personalities of the people that are now working for you, and let them know a little bit about who you are, more than just talking around a conference room table. A great place to do that is at Pole Position Raceway, once again at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, on the third floor. Get more information on PolePositionRaceway.com. This is Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, featuring exclusive information that you can only find through Dan Totora Broadcast Media. When you're a sports fan that wants to hear originality, comedy, and have someone who has integrity, morals, values, faith, this is your place to go when it comes to the information that you yearn for, even if you don't know it yet. And at the same time, to have those stories told that are truly special makes people individuals and not just players, makes them humans and not just numbers, not just a stat line. Wake Up Call with Dan Totora and Dan Totora Broadcast Media is your place to find the stories that touch the heart as well as touching the sports fan's mind, right here on wakeupcalldt.com and also on the Google Play Store app SportsDT, that's SportsDT, and on your iPad, iPhone, and iPod by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE, and getting the app there. And you could also go to the Apple Store and search Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Once again, so many ways to get involved with the company that allows you to listen from your computer, tablet, iPad, iPod, smartphone, iPad, whatever it may be. When it comes to electronics, whether you have your tablet with you, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, or you're sitting in front of your desktop, where else can you listen to a show at any time on any device that allows you to get access to the internet? Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora and Dan Tatora Broadcast Media, proud to provide the sports fan what you need on your schedule. I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Tatora for Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. God bless.